Module 4, Unit 7, Page 51, Exercise 6.
Could you tell me where I should revise for exams?
I'd find a quiet place to study where I won't be interrupted. Some students say they work better if they have some soft background noise, like people talking or music playing. If that works for you, it's fine. But a lot of people prefer working in a quiet atmosphere.
Do you know how much sleep teenagers of our age need?
I recommend at least 8 hours of sleep. I wouldn't stay up all night revising. If you do that, you will find that you're very tired in the morning, and that is not advisable on the day of an exam. You'll find it harder to recall things you've learnt. Even though the information is there in your memory, it will be easier to retrieve if you're wide awake and well rested.
Do you know if it's possible to improve your memory?
Yes, there are several ways to help yourself to remember things. How about writing difficult words or facts to remember on pieces of paper and sticking them on the walls? You could use coloured pens to highlight certain parts of a text or draw diagrams to help you to remember a process. These are also good methods of making sure you can remember things. Many people find it helpful to make up rhymes or songs, or they use mnemonics to remember dates in history. For example,
do you mind telling me what you mean by mnemonics?
It's when you use initials to spell a word that will help you to remember the order of something. For example, if you find it difficult to remember the order of musical notes written on the lines of the stave, which are E, G, B, D, F, try memorizing this sentence instead. Every good boy deserves favor.
Could you explain what I should do on the day before the exam?
Yes, absolutely. The night before an exam, it's a good idea to prepare yourself for the next day. Make sure you've got all the details about the exam and that you know exactly where to go and what is needed. In the morning, have a nutritious breakfast and get to your exam in good time.